Bank of Cardiff, this is Shaw.
Hi, my name is Craig. I'm with Hyperion Logistics. I was wondering, I was working with Julian earlier about getting working capital, and he mentioned about the equipment financing. I was wondering, would a company car fall under that category?
Yeah, it does.
Now, like, would that be just purchase, or would it be possible to do, like, a lease or something like that? Or?
Oh, like a lease. They can go. We can get into details about that, but usually, it always ends up being like you guys end up buying it at the end, just because it come out to be about the same cost. What I can do is give me 1 second. I can transfer your call over to Julian, and he could probably help you better on this since he's already worked on your file.
All right.
Okay. Give me 1 second.
Bank of Cardiff, this is Julian.
Hey, Julian, this is Greg Zook with Hyperion Logistics. I don't know if you remember, but we spoke a while back about getting working capital.
Yes, I do.
Yeah,
how are you, buddy?
So, pretty good. So, I remember you talking about equipment financing.
Yeah.
So, I was thinking about maybe getting a company car. Is that... The equipment financing, is that just solely for purchase, or because I don't really want to have anything like long term?
Yeah,
about leasing.
Yeah, we do leasing as well. What kind of, are you looking at something like brand new, or what are you looking at?
Yeah, I was thinking like a Kia Sorento.
Very nice. Okay, cool. Yeah, I'm just pulling up your file here. So you're in Washington, right?
Yeah.
Okay, cool, Greg. Yeah, I remember you were really sick for a couple days, right?
Yeah, I was.
Okay, gotcha. Let me see here. Give me 1 second. Do you already have a car picked out?
No, not really. I was thinking about it, but hey, it's up in the air. And
yeah.
I mean, it would help. It's a lot bigger. I mean, I just use my personal little 350Z for all my equipment.
Nice.
Kind of.
Plus, you can deduct it on your taxes too.
Yeah, that's that's another thing I was thinking because we've been back in business and taxes or the income is getting pretty damn high for me, and I'm getting kind of worried about that. So I was trying to find something to write off.
Heck yeah. Yeah, I think you should talk to your tax professional, but I believe you can write off the entire amount in the year using Section 179. Yeah. So rather than, usually you have to, depreciate equipment over 5 years or whatever, but I think with Section 179, it'll allow you to write off the whole thing, which is pretty sick. So, sorry, give me just a second. I'm still pulling up the notes here. Company name. Okay. So what happened before? Why couldn't we approve you? I'm trying to take a look here.
Yeah, there was...
Probably because you were like a newer business, right? Okay, that's right.
Well, yeah, I took 3 months off from my wedding, and there was no, the last 3 months, there was no sign of income whatsoever, and I think the underwriters got scared of that.
Yeah, okay. Has business kind of picked back up since you've been on the ball more?
Oh, yeah, no, this
awesome.
I don't know, say what, 20 days, we've made about, close to 18,000.
Wow, nice job, man. That's awesome. It's good to hear.
Yeah.
So, let's see. So, originally, you were looking for 20K, and that was just to get back in your feet, pretty much, right?
Well,
just to get some backup funds in place. Yeah. Okay,
yeah.
That's right. Gotcha, I remember now. Let me see what I still have on file, because really all we would need is some updated bank statements and then a quote for the car once you pick one out. Let's see, what do we have for your credit? We have your credit as a 690. Do you think anything has changed with your credit score since then?
I don't think so.
Okay.
Maybe maybe it's gone up, maybe it's gone down. I don't know.
Unless you bought like a house or something, nothing's really gonna change unless you stop paying your bills or something. Let's see here. Are you still looking for some capital as well, or are you good with working capital right now?
It would be nice to have, but you know, it's always nice to have, I think. But.
Okay, since we're going to be looking for your equipment financing anyway, we can just kind of see what options we have available for you for working capital, and then we'll just present you with both options. So that way we'll get your car taken care of, and then if you needed to take out, you know, because typically the working capital approvals will stand for a period of time. So if we could approve you, you don't need it right now, but, you know, come January or something, there's a project you want to invest in, you know, you can take that whenever you're ready for it. Why don't you send me updated bank statements? Let's see what I have. What the last one I have was Hyperion.
August.
Okay. I think the last ones I had March, April. Hold on one second. Yeah, I have until September. Yeah, if you just want to send me like October and then a month to date for November, we should be good. And then just kind of give me like a brief, just like a sentence or something describing the car that you're looking at, like whether it's a sedan or a coupe, couple models you're looking at, and then just kind of you would just be using it to transport materials and things like that for your business, pretty much.
Yeah, pretty much. And then I guess. Well, clients as often as we have them.
Definitely, man. No, absolutely. So you can drive them around and show them your company and things like that, right? Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Okay, great. I'm just going to send you an email right now, just going over what we just discussed, and then just reply to me with the bank statements, and let's see, it's 1:30 over here. If you can get that stuff to me within the next hour or so. Okay, yeah, we're both on the West Coast. Yeah, I'll get it submitted today. If not, I'll submit it tomorrow for you, and then we should have an answer by like within a couple days or something. So.
Okay. Yeah. Wells Fargo takes a couple of days because last time I did the bank statement, it took them 2 days to send them over.
But, okay. Sure.
Yeah. Second, I get something, I'll email it right away.
Okay. Sounds good, Greg. Thanks for reaching back out to me, man. I appreciate it, and I'll send you an email right now, and I'll look for your bank statements within the next few days or so.
All right. All righty.
All right, Greg. You too, buddy. Take care, man. Bye-bye.
All right.